This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Turkey angrily rejected international criticism of its attack on Kurdish militia in Syria. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reporting progress by its forces on the second day of an operation that world powers fear could further destabilize a region in turmoil.
Hareket başladığı saatten şu ana kadar.
He said Thursday, 109 terrorists have been killed so far, just like all the other operations carried out by Turkey. The aim of the Peace Spring is to contribute to Syria's territorial and political integrity. He threatened to permit Syrian refugees in Turkey to move to Europe if EU countries described his forces' move as an occupation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there was no blackmail in the phone call with President Trump that helped spark an impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Zelensky said he only learned after their July 25th phone call that the U.S. had blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. Zelensky said military aid was not discussed and wasn't the theme of the conversation. Trump asked Zelensky during the call to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden, according to a rough White House transcript. Congressional Democrats believe Trump was holding up the aid to use as leverage to pressure Ukraine and advance his domestic political interests ahead of next year's U.S. presidential election. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal prosecutors in Germany are now leading the investigation into the shooting deaths of two people in the city of Halle. Germany's interior minister said authorities are treating Wednesday's shootings as a hate crime and an anti-Semitic attack. The shooting happened during Yom Kippur, one of the holiest days on the Jewish calendar. A gunman entered a synagogue and shot a woman on the street and a second person in a kebab shop. This is VOA.